Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Again, as we continue today to celebrate recovery, to celebrate freedom, to celebrate Jesus Christ, let us hear his words from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of our Lord. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain. He sat down, and his disciples came to him. He taught them, saying, "Happy are people who are hopeless, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are people who grieve, because they will be made glad. Happy are people who are humble, because they will inherit the earth. Happy are people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, because they will be fed until they are full. Happy are people who show mercy, because they will receive mercy. Happy are people who have pure hearts, because they will see God. Happy are people who make peace, because they will be called God's children. Happy are people whose lives are harassed because they are righteous, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you, all because of me. Be full of joy and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way, people harass the prophets who came before you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you again for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you for all that you do for us. We pray now that you would be with those who are coming to share. Lord, may you speak through them. May we hear your call upon us as they proclaim the victory they have found in and through you. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Hello again. As I said, I'm pleased to be here and to have some of our CR family come and share with you today. I want to first of all thank you as a church for supporting this ministries. It's one of the best things that I have ever been involved in, and I found while I may have gotten into this to thinking I was going to be helping others, I found I've helped myself more than I could ever benefit someone else. And you are responsible for that as a church through your support of this ministry. And I think you need to see from time to time what your efforts are doing as a church, because you are making a difference in the lives of people. And first of all, I need to apologize and do my step 10. I take the personal inventory, and when I am wrong, promptly admit it. I don't know what I was thinking when I gave Sherry the names, but Tammy is not Aldridge. She was Alder back in the day when she was playing basketball for me, but it's Atkins now, and where I came up with Aldridge, I have no idea. So I apologize, Tammy. But Frankie and Tammy, or Frankie Allen, and as I got to know Frankie, I realized that Frankie's grandfather, Allen, was a Methodist minister, was friends with my father-in-law. Gainey has been in our house, so as I got to know Frankie, I realized who he was. I've known that, but these two will be coming to share, and I'd like to just have a prayer for them before they come up. I think Frankie's going to go first, and then Tammy will just let you come right up after Frankie, but let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and its blessings. We thank you for the work you are doing through Celebrate Recovery here in Elkton and throughout the county. Father God, we thank you for those like Frankie and Tammy who are willing to come up and share a little bit about their experiences and how you are working in and through them to find recovery from hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Father God, just be with them, give them a peace of mind, and open our ears and our hearts and our minds to receive the message they have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my name is Frankie Allen. I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with alcoholism, addiction, depression, pride, and I also have some control issues. Hello. I was sitting around my house Friday evening, and I was preparing, reading through some scriptures, and preparing for this, and our youth minister called. And we recently spent a week at church camp, and he was asking me a few questions about that, and he asked me what I was doing, and I told him, I said, well, I'm preparing to speak at Peachtree Sunday morning. And he said, well, good. He said, I have some advice for you. And I was like, well, good. You know, I'm receptive. Well, you know, what do you got? And he said, just don't blow it. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll try my best. Yes, sir. But it's my pleasure to be here. And I'd like to thank Mike Kenner for affording me this opportunity. I've been blessed exceedingly, abundantly above all I could ever ask, think, or even imagine. To know the love of Christ and to be filled with all the fullness of God, to have access with confidence through faith to all the unsearchable riches of Christ, to be strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit, that Christ might dwell in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend the vastness of his love for me. That's what a blessing. I mean, Paul described that in his letter in the third chapter, I believe it was, in his letter to the church of Ephesus, and it's absolutely a blessing to know and to see, to be filled with, and most importantly, to share God's love has changed my life. I stand here today a new creature in Christ. Thanks to my family. Thanks to God, first and foremost, my family, Crittenden Drive, Church of Christ, and my brothers and sisters at Celebrate Recovery. I'm currently working on my 17th month of sobriety, and thank you all. Thank you all. CR has played a vital role in my success. I currently attend meetings every Tuesday night. We have them at 7. And I also attend a step study every Thursday night at 7. It's truly an honor for me to be a part of a program that praises God, that glorifies Jesus Christ, and that shares the good news of the gospel. CR has provided me with great opportunities to meet some wonderful Christian people and to aid in pointing some to Christ. Luke 19:10 tells us that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And ultimately, I feel this is all our commission. In my opinion, that's exactly what Celebrate Recovery is for. It goes beyond alcoholism or drug addiction. We all have hurts, habits, and hang-ups, every single one of us. 1 John 1:8 says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. For all sin and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Sin hurts us, just point blank hurts us, mentally, physically, and most of all spiritually. Sin is ultimately the hang-up that inhibits or delays growth in all of us. Sin is human, and it's inevitable. But habitual sin is a deadly snare that the devil uses to trap us for eternity. The devil has a bag of tricks, as Mr. McPherson often says, and he isn't afraid to use them. There's sins of omission, and they're equally as bad as sins of commission. James 4:17 states that to him that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it's sin. In the 13th chapter of John, Jesus gives us a new commandment, and it's to love one another. Verse 35 goes on to say that by this all will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. 1 John 4:8 tells us that he who does not have love does not know God, for God is love. And Jesus even went as far as instruct us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, Bless those who curse us and pray for those who spitefully use us. That's recorded in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and again in Luke, in chapter 6, verse 27 to 28. Love is what we're all called as Christians to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 paints a beautiful picture of love, and it stresses its importance. Love is ultimately our weapon in the war against sin and to win souls to Christ. We as Christians are the only Bible that some people will ever read, and I feel it's critical to be an accurate depiction. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 tells us to let our light shine before men so that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. In my opinion, Celebrate Recovery is a prime example of God's love in action. I can personally say from experience, it's helped me and is continuing to help me grow as a person and develop as a Christian. It's an excellent opportunity to serve our community and to work for the Lord. The environment being less formal than a church service is it aids in attracting an audience that wouldn't normally attend church. This allows our efforts of outreach with the good news of the gospel to extend a little further and to meet people where they are in order to win them to Christ. Celebrate Recovery acknowledges all of our individual sin problems, and it combats it with acceptance, with love, with scripture, praise, and prayer. It offers the opportunity for change to those who truly desire it through the 12 steps and the 8 principles that reflect Beatitudes. CR points those attending in the right direction, which is toward Christ. Recovery and Jesus are synonymous with one another. In my opinion, as a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, one isn't possible without the other. My testimony isn't about what all I've done, where I've been, and how I've messed up. My testimony is about what Jesus has done for me. He gave me life and purpose. He knew me before I was born. He protected me when I was in danger. He chased me when I was wrong. He accepted me when I didn't deserve it. He was there for me when I needed him. Jesus forgave me, and he saved me. He restored me to sanity, and he gave me back my life. And through it all, he loved me. And I'm forever grateful. To God be the glory. I'm Frankie Allen, a firm believer in Jesus Christ. I'm renewed. I'm restored. I'm revived, and I am redeemed. Thanks be to God, my family, Crittenden Drive, Celebrate Recovery, Mike Kenner, and all of you. Thank you all.
It's a hard step to follow there. My name's Tammy Atkins, and I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ. I struggle with addiction. I'm going to do a little different, tell you where I've been and where I'm going. I'm 46 years old and so thankful that I'm in recovery. I'm a twin, and my sister and I are youngest of 4 kids. I grew up on the farm with wonderful parents. We worked hard on the farm, and being a girl was no excuse. I was definitely expected to pull my own weight. Throughout school, I made great grades and actually enjoyed school. I'm very nervous. I love sports and excelled in playing basketball. Shortly after graduation high school, I had started, got a little wild and experimented with drugs and alcohol. I met and married a guy named John, who was so goofy and quite the charming, instantly fell in love. In 1989, we were married. And in the fall of the year, I had my first child, a baby boy we named Jonathan. Thinking things would be happily ever after was a mistake. With more drugs and more alcohol, John and I slowly drifted apart and were divorced. A single mother living in a trailer on my parents' farm, I worked as a veterinarian assistant. During the day, in the afternoon, and weekends, continued to help work on the farm, tobacco, cows, fencing, you name it. In 1994, I was remarried and moved to Adams, Tennessee. And in July of 95, I had a second child, a baby girl named Samantha. I continued to drink, smoke marijuana, and occasionally use cocaine, and slowly but surely our marriage fell apart. I moved back to Elkton with my parents, and it was a matter of time before my addiction had completely taken over. I soon lost custody of my little girl to her dad, so it was just me and Jonathan again. He was my little trooper, sharp as a tack. He was very smart in school and loved sports just like me. Even though his father and I had went separate ways, we still remained best friends. So in spring of 2001, when I received the call that John had committed suicide, I was devastated. I began drinking and was full-blown addict to meth. I spiraled out of control for the next 4 years until I became pregnant with my youngest child, a baby girl named Brooklyn. I was determined to clean up my act, but little did I know, my son had followed in my own footsteps. I got a house, lived right next to my parents, a job at Dairy Queen in Elkton. I moved up the ladder fast and became a manager. And while I was staying clean, my son Jonathan was falling despaired deeper into this pit of addiction. He was in and out of jail and rehabs, and myself was soon using again. And each time I went back to the drugs, it was worse. From 2010 until 2016, I'd done everything from pain pills to cocaine and plenty of meth. At times, I wondered if I was ever sane anymore. I lost my mother to cancer in 2014, and that was my fuel to the fire and my growing problem. In spring of 2016, I was arrested at Walmart with my little girl, charged with possession of meth and child endangerment. I'd hit rock bottom. I couldn't go down any further. I was incarcerated at Logan County Jail, the same jail my son was in. One day, the girls were going outside for recreation. I was able to see Jonathan in his cell looking out at me. It was a sobering experience, even though I had been to visit him 100 times, and it hurt me so to see him like that. Even though he was grown, all I could see was my baby boy. How could he do it? How could he grow up in these places? I was determined to change. I made bond and began to go to meetings and to celebrate recovery. I started attending classes and fighting to get my little girl back. It has been a very hard road, but it has been worth it. I have rededicated my life to Christ. I am so thankful for God has given me another chance. I know I now have my little girl back. My other daughter comes to visit me every weekend. She's gone on to be a respiratory therapist and has a full-time job at North Crest in Springfield, Tennessee. I have a full-time job now, and even though I have to work really hard, I lay my head down to sleep and I have peace of mind. I go to visit my son every weekend in jail, and even though he is still in, he has his own struggles. I know that I am an inspiration to him, and he is proud of me, and that is a wonderful feeling. Written by Jonathan D. Hurt. I have the gold here, and tomorrow will be my 13th month. Thanks to my Celebrate Recovery family and my family. My dad is where I'm at. Thank you.
Thank you, C, why I asked these two to come forward. They're both working really hard. I tell them all the time, recovery is not easy. And I'm so proud these two, but others who have been able to come through Celebrate Recovery. These two, I might just add, have either completed the STEP study or will soon be completing a STEP study. I've given them the leader's guide. We're going to be turning some of the leadership role to the small groups over to these two, because they've been through it. They know what it takes. And thank you all again for your efforts and what you do to support this ministry. And before I have Matt come back up here, if our Celebrate Recovery crew could stay here just a little while right after the service, I'd like to go over a couple of things. Thank you. And
thank you, Frankie, and thank you, Tammy, for sharing. Today, as we come to the table, we celebrate recovery. We celebrate all that Christ has done for us and continues to do for us in our midst. I can think of nothing more appropriate on this day than to come around the table with you as we celebrate all that Christ has done and continues to do in our midst. If you would please join with me in our liturgy this morning. You will read the bold print. Hear now our invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. If you would now join with me in the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to them and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of God's children, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, I'll ask those who are assisting and who are playing.